Hello, my name is Alexandre Soares, the first author, and I present the work The Mutation Rate Itself May Change the Order of Adaptive Mutations. It's based on the work of Jan Polsky and Sofus. They studied a single-step model, and they showed that when they vary the mutability in the presence of a mutation bias and an opposite fitness bias, the mutability chooses which allele will fix more frequently. It changes the bias of fixation of the alternative alleles. The model is shown below. The state with the genotype with higher fitness is reached by a smaller mutation rate and the opposite to the other genotype. The effect is very simple, as we see, but very interesting. As we increase the mutability, that is the mutation rates by common factor, type A fixes less and less. And why this is so? Why is this so? Is that, as we see in the dynamics, at low mutabilities, type, there is no clone interference, the fixation proceeds without the presence of the other mutant. It can be seen both in the ternary plot and on the plot on the left. Also, type A fixes more than type B, and it takes a longer time to fix than type B. With a higher mutability, there is clonal interference. Type A fixes without clonal interference, or in the it fixes in the absence of type B, while type B may fix with and or without the presence of type A. With a higher, much higher mutability, the process follows a very narrow path and only type B fixes. The conclusion to these results are showing on the right. They are very clear. I do not intend to discuss them right now. And I will now turn to the results of multiple step models. The model is a natural generalization of the one-step model. Fitness is additive, and there is opposition between mutation rates and fitness of the sites. This diagram has a typographical error in which the higher mutation rate is shown with a lighter tone of gray. So when we see the final state of the diagram of the simulations at different mutabilities, we see different results. These results are only representative. On the left, at the lowest mutability, only one state final path is followed, and the population evolves basically with a single genotype at a time. When you increase the mutability, other paths can be followed, and finally, at a very high mutation rate, many paths can be taken simultaneously. I also want to stress that at low mutability, the prevailing path is the one with decreasing mutation rates, as expected from the single step results. These effects are more clearly seen as we plot the probability of taking each path as a function of the mutability. At low mutabilities, the path with increasing fitness or decreasing mutation rates is preferred. And when you increase the mutability, the opposite happens. The path with decreasing fitness prevails. This happens to all three plots, which each one represents a different population size. And as we increase the population size, we see that the regime in which the reverse sequence of sites, let's say, like this, is widened. The predictability of this evolutionary process is measured in terms of channel entropy. That is, the smaller is the entropy, the more predictable is the evolution. We measure two types of entropies. One entropy is the entropy per simulation process. That means that when only a single path is taken during the simulation, the entropy is minimum, and it increases as more paths are taken simultaneously. And the other entropy measurement is ST, in which we measure the predictability across simulations. So if one process follows only one path at any simulation, but not the same across simulations, the first entropy will be low, but the second entropy will be high. We see that it varies with the network size, the number of individuals, and with the selective pressure. The most interesting features I want to highlight are that there is a minimum of entropy at an intermediate mutability for ST. And there is a summary of the results on the left. I don't have the time to explain why they happen here, but I intend to discuss them at our opportunity to meet. And that's it. Just reading the summary, in networks, the mutability also changes the order of fixation. The paths with decreasing rates are favored for low M. Paths with decreasing fitness are favored for higher M, but not the highest possible M. Larger population sizes favor the later paths because there is more coexistence between types. S peaks at the common M across L. ST has a minimum at intermediate M, as I said before. The predictability of single processes decreases with N and shifts to lower M with decreasing S. The M for the minimum of the ST decreases with N and does not depend too much on S, at least for the parameters we chose. And the reference is below. And I hope we have a good time discussing these results on Friday. Thank you.